Box to Box Media Network.
It is once again a new Pratalan Panel Day bersama Mindan
dan High Priest.
And kayak kita gak mungkin bahas ini nunggu lama kan?
Oh, in no way. If we could have done it in kayak at the first day, we would have. Kalau bisa hari pertama asli.
This is a couple days after and it's good enough. So, you know, topik minggu ini adalah Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Woo!
Oh my god.
Kaiju Kino. Okay,
if I have 2 nickels for every movie that involves the name Empire and the Frozen Ocean, I'll have 2 pennies.
Ini within 2 mingguan gak sih?
I think within the same week bahkan. Ya gak sih?
Nggak. The New Empire kan minggu lalunya. Eh bener
Oh,
juga.
duluan New Empire.
Iya. Yeah. Within a very short time.
Fair.
Tapi kayak...
Okay, without further ado, ayo kan, ayo.
So, film Godzilla identik dengan gelut kaiju. So, gue mau nanya dulu deh. What's your favorite kaiju fight? Kayak dari... Gak usah ada whole Godzilla franchise, kayak di luar Godzilla juga mau, boleh kalau mau.
It's hard, soalnya kayak... Iya, kaiju
Banyak.
fights didominasi pasti sama Godzilla sih. But, yeah, I'll have to go with the classic. Tag team Godzilla and... Kayak Jet Jaguar.
Oh. Kayak when you say klasik, beneran klasik ya.
It truly is classic. Lu gimana?
Ya gue... Well, speaking of sedikit di luar hegemoninya Godzilla, gue mau ngasih gelar ini buat The Hong Kong Pacific Rim Fight.
Oh, he knows it. He
Gino,
knows.
gue inget banget nonton itu jam buka puasa di IMAX Ganji, itu kayak IMAX-nya masih lumayan baru. Dan
Yeah.
kayak kelar tuh kayak
Puasanya batal sih,
batal
ejakulasi
ya.
dini.
Iya, I came. Iya, yeah, Monsterverse. Udah, it's been 10 years. Godzilla-nya
Has it?
Edward tuh 2014.
Oh iya. Wow.
Mei 2014. Jadi kayak nyaris genep 10 tahun. Dan kayak evolusinya tuh, lo tau gak sih kayak evolusinya mulai jalan kayak actual Japanese Godzilla gak sih? Kayak 2014 itu serius kan? Kayak it's a very serious movie.
Yeah.
King of the Monsters oke, okay, mulai nggak mostly serious, tapi ya it's a bit more pulpy. Tuh kayak GVK, GXK itu udah it's very pulp.
Kayak ya Godzilla pertama, kayak Kong Skull Island was serious as hell.
Oh iya ya, Kong
Kayak
juga
Kong
ya.
Skull
Kong
Island,
was serious.
yeah. Kong Skull Island has like an underlying political message to it. Abis itu King of the Monsters kayak oh ya yeah, we'll delve into kayak kita bakal berusaha ngebahas kayak lore monster deh. Terus GVK and GXK kayak basically the premise was what if dudes fucking rocked?
Ini tuh ya masuk the Showa era of Monsterverse gitu gak sih?
Exactly. Kayak yang kemarin kita omongin, kayak this is like a really modern rendition of Showa.
Yeah. Ini tuh kayak plotnya tuh kayak lu ambil mentah-mentah. Kayak lu kasih ke director era Showa, itu lebih masih masuk.
Masih dapat banget.
Ya. Yeah. Kemarin juga ada
But
Monarch yang... Oh, Monarch was a lot of fun.
gue masih di awal-awal. But yeah, I can tell that it's good.
Oh, it's Kino. Eh, gue baru inget kemarin gue Monarch podcast sendiri. But anyway, gue keluar dari JXK itu bener-bener kayak... Again, ini gue nonton jam 4.55. Jadi kayak tengah-tengah film tuh buka puasa. I think you know what broke my fast. I came. Itu kayak when you think GVK itu udah pulpy, udah kayak brainless action, nih kayak GXK is just it's an action slideshow and I don't mean it in a bad way. Kayak gue datang buat ngelihat kayak juga buku-bukuan dan gue dapet exactly what I paid for.
Kayak kalau lo nonton trailernya terus lo mikir kayak wah seru nih kaiju pukul-pukulan, kayak just be prepared to like get that times 10.
Kan? Yeah, it says exactly what's on the tin. Kayak, bahkan setengah filmnya itu jadi Planet of the Apes, kan?
Together, strong.
Kayak gue yang ngomong, filmnya tuh kayak setengahnya tuh gak ada dialog. At least gak ada dialog manusia.
Ini kayak, iya, setengahnya nggak ada dialog manusia, terus kayak ini random banget sih. Tapi kayak kemarin, kayak waktu gue lagi jalan-jalan, gue kepikir aja kayak interaksinya Kong sama Suko tuh kayak, kayak it's a very, kayak maybe I'm reading too deep into this, tapi kayak vibe interaksi mereka tuh kayak it's very classic samurai movie gak sih? Kayak the reluctant ronin, terus ketemu bocah yang kayak ngekorin dia kemana-mana
Oh yes,
gitu.
The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it's the Mandalorian. But
You have a
thankfully
point.
Din,
You have a point.
yeah, thankfully Din has never used Grogu buat jadi flail.
Yep.
Yet.
Berarti kalau gimana kayak aftertaste kayak kelar nonton?
Aftertaste ya. Puas sih, puas. Kayak gue datang, gue nggak expect kayak cerita yang overly kayak, oh, okay, this is like mind-blowing science. I'm not expecting like Inception here. If I got Inception, I would have cried. I would have been like, okay, fuck whoever made this Godzilla movie. I don't want to think. I want to see kaiju fight. And that's what I got. Kayak I got kayak literal kaiju fights. Nggak ada yang berantem sama sekali. Eh, nggak ada yang kayak berantem otak sama sekali. Ini cuman kayak pukul gebak-gebuk doang. And I love that.
Fucking love this entire thing. Tapi ya, mungkin on that note, kita bisa masuk langsung ke spoiler section. So, this is the trailer for GXK, The New Empire.
For centuries, there was harmony. The Titans were the guardians of nature, and the great apes became the protectors of humanity. We've discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What? Is that a mini Kong?
Oh my god.
That's not just a signal. That's a call for war. What is that?
Can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
The last time those two met up was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other. They just have to work together.
Now I have seen everything.
We've made some minor augmentations.
Oh.
Right.
This movie is now my Roman Empire.
This movie has changed my life for the better. This is going to be my personality going forward.
Okay, speaking of the cast, kayaknya yang balik cuma tiga. Ini tiga orang doang balik, Rebecca Hall dan Brian Tyree Henry sama Kelly Hotland. Boy, kayak Brian Tyree Henry in this one is amazing.
Brian Tyree Henry gave his entire usi to this movie.
Entire brussy, if you will. Gue seneng banget sih kayak dia yang balik, karena I think one of the best parts of the human cast-nya GXK, JVK, dia gitu.
I thought I would be bummed that Millie Bobby Brown, whatever you think of her and whatever I think of her, is not there. But the fact that Brian Tyree Henry is here, that's already delightful enough for me, apparently. Gue seneng banget ada dia di sini.
Okay, human cast-nya sangat minim sebenarnya. Kayak, that's what, like, 5 main characters?
Yeah. At most five.
Okay, Dan Stevens nih kayak tipenya ya, it's a very us guys sih. Fucking Ace Ventura / Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, Ace Ventura Doolittle.
Can you can just tell kayak he's having a blast on set.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
everything about this movie is fun. Go on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, ini shout out for Alex Ferns ke, lu inget kan that one Empire Primor Sergeant di Andor, the one who canonized shit in Star Wars, that's him.
Oh wow.
Ini archetype-nya persis dan kayak for the small screen time he has, kayak he's really good.
Okay, Chad yeah. Getting eaten like that, king.
Absolute king. Tapi ya, quote-unquote, cast yang paling solid sering di show ya, our two boys, Godzilla and Kong.
Man, kayak udah, mumpung udah spoiler, kayak I think I can finally say this. Kayak Godzilla x Kong is what BVS wished it was.
Yes. Kayak save Mothra.
Down to the reveal of like, the sudden appearance of like the female protagonist, okay, that is Mothra. Mothra's Mothra's reveal was way more hype than Mothra's reveal was more hype than Wonder Woman's. I'm sorry, and Mothra would care about Palestinian children, unlike
and like someone we know. Udah tahu lah ya.
Yeah, but Mothra will not join the IDF, man. You know that.
You definitely know it. And also Godzilla's egg cracked. Yay, good for her.
Good for her.
Ini kayak dari biru jadi pink loh.
Okay, Godzilla is for the Godzilla is for the community.
Yep. Bener-bener. Tapi okay, Godzilla and Kong we know. Okay, kita udah ngeliat mereka di past 10 years. But kayak Scar and Shimu, kayak Scar tuh gimana ya? Gini, dari bentuk ya. Ya, dia way leaner. But he has that that energy of like a middle-aged dude who would just go full pun intended, ape strength if provoked.
Yeah. He's one lean and mean ape and I'm scared of that. Tangannya panjang banget.
Ya, orang hutan mesti gini kan. Dan kayak the fact that dia botak tuh kayak nggak tahu lu sih, kayak dia botak tuh lucu aja sebenarnya.
Dia botak, kroni-kroninya juga botak, terus tatoan gitu kayak, oh man, he's a cholo.
Itu kayak the whip, kayak the spine whip thing itu kayak, that is a fucking amazing weapon. Itu kayak that's a Mortal Kombat scorpion shit gitu loh.
Kayak the fact that he always used the whip, cambuknya tuh selalu dia pakai buat wrap around terus dia tarik, yeah, that is some scorpion shit. Get over here.
Terus kayak, oh. Ini kan biasanya Godzilla and Kong lawan kayak their Warriors and Waluigi's.
Iya.
Makanya kayak, you just know, Scar is the Waluigi.
Hang on, tunggu. Kayak, one of them like has like a whip thing and the other one has cold. Oh man, that is just kayak Scorpion and Sub-Zero, huh?
Oh no. Kayak Shimu, the design. Kayak gue suka dia bikin di kontras sama Godzilla, kayak dia jadi quadrupedal. Yeah. Habisnya kayak powernya juga bertolak belakang.
Iya, yeah, gila kebalikannya Goji banget. Also Shimo kayak gue abis ngeliat kayak benar-benar kayak konsep art sama kayak bentuk mainan segala macam. Shimo kalau lu jadiin real life suit beneran ada orang yang bisa masuk kayaknya. So like that's very classic kayak classic.
Iya yeah, iya. Yeah.
Toho kayak gimana love that.
Kayak Baragon style gitu nggak sih?
Iya yeah, Baragon style banget.
Iya yeah, I see it. Gue lagi ngeliat gambar Shimo ya masuk. Dan kayak dinamiknya menarik sih, karena kayak sekarang enslaving Shimu tuh kayak ya biasanya ya okay, the two big bads are actually big bads. Dan itu kayak enggak gitu. It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, Shimu is so cool.
Also literally. Yeah, special shout out buat Godzilla yang terinspirasi dari kucingnya Adam Wingard. What's her name?
Mischief?
Mischief, ya. Gue kayak barusan Mayhem. Mayhem tuh nama simbiot.
Damn.
Mayhem is a symbiote name.
Mischief tuh kayak masih masuk buat kucing soalnya kenakalan kecil. Mayhem is like if you have a pet rhino.
Ya, dia kayak Godzilla tiduran melingkar di Colosseum tuh. Dan sebenarnya kucing dan ya emang kelakuan kucing banget sih.
I love that. Kayak Godzilla tidur dalam Colosseum tuh kayak it's so cute though.
Iya kan? It's like giant cat bed gitu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also kayak satu hal yang gue suka di sini dan kayak bener-bener oh yeah that makes sense that like people would take advantage of that, ada asuransi kaiju makes a lot of sense.
Iya, yeah. Ini tuh kayak asuransi superhero di DC Universe gitu loh. Kayak you know it would happen, orang pasti banyak yang itu pasti laku.
Tuh gila, Godzilla insurance kayak insurance is like very high.
Ini tuh kayak world building kecil tapi ya masuk akal banget.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love it. Yeah, what I like ya, obviously kaiju fights. Kayak bener-bener itu. Kayak kita datang buat ngelihat kaiju berantem dan kayak setengah screen time-nya exactly that.
Mm-hmm. Kayak apa yang lo harapkan itu yang lo dapat. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Iya, yeah, dan kayak fight choreography juga lebih, I want to say lebih berani sih.
It's way past berani ini dan nekat.
Iya, yeah, nekat. Kayak that zero G fight di Hollow Earth, man.
Woof.
Ini bener-bener aneh banget, aneh in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Dan again kayak gue balik lagi ke Kong make suku jadi.
That was so funny. I laughed so hard that scene. But kayak, oh itu favorite moments lah. Bahas ntar aja.
Yeah. Kayak di sini tuh Kong bener-bener jadi kayak di archetype ya tire protagonis itu kayak book. Jadi kayak sih kayak sighing like every 5 minutes. Tiap ada sesuatu.
This Kong has the exact same vibe as like Spear from Primal-nya Genndy Tartakovsky.
Oh shit, dia. Okay, he just done with everything. Dia cuma mau, he just wants to vibe at home.
Yeah. He just wants to vibe at home and make his silly little traps.
Yeah. Okay. Bener, udah evolusi sih dia. udah jadi pinter.
It's kayak, the fact that Kong, kayak, the moment he starts making traps, he made like a fucking punji pit. Okay, the first thing he made was a war crime.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, dia belajar dari tentara alumni Vietnam.
He learned from the best. Won against the US because he was Vietnam. I can't believe Kong is Vietnamese.
Kong is, oh yeah, dia yeah, tapi kan sekarang jadi Viet Kong.
I hate that. Okay. What didn't you like though?
What didn't I like? Godzilla sini kayak plot relevannya tuh nggak kayak dia tuh kayak glorified, nggak glorified kayak second fiddle banget lah. Kayak you can sense this is a very Kong movie.
Iya, yeah, kayak
ini tuh
dari
kayak
plotnya tuh udah beneran
Godzilla's
Kong
not even
banget,
a
terus
B plot, dia kayak C plot.
Ini kayak bener-bener kayak kalau filmnya lo ganti titlenya jadi Kong The New Empire, terus kayak lo kasih brand yang kayak starring Godzilla from Godzilla,
Iya.
masuk.
Masuk. Tuh emang sebenarnya gue suka cerita aja kayak you know Godzilla just going around wrecking shit as usual. Dia kayak lagi itu lagi shonen training arc.
Iya lagi.
Jadi dia lagi belajar
Godzilla.
Kaioken.
Ini kayak, ya yeah, man, kayak Pink Godzilla is like, we're already reaching like, kayak Super Saiyan 3-nya Godzilla.
Ini tuh next movie dia bakal jadi burningnya jadi kuning ntar. Burningnya
Ultra
jadi kuning,
Instinct Godzilla.
spike-nya manjang. Ultra Instinct.
Oh, man,
Okay, the
kayak
lack of Godzilla
kalau
is fine ya.
kayak
Bukan
if
the lack of
kayak
sih, kayak mungkin plot relevance-nya ya. Mana tuh yang plot relevance? Kayak gue nggak bisa bilang dia nggak relevan di plotnya. Tapi I can't say he's actually important either. Kayak lo tau gak? Ini kayak dua cerita berbeda. Ini jalan bareng. Dia tuh baru baru masuk tuh kayak di final third.
Kayak gimana ya? Ini buku kayak Godzilla di dua act pertama tuh kayak ini buku tie-in, terus kayak kayak act 3 tuh baru kayak oh ini
Kayak
crossover-nya.
baru masuk ntar kayak
This book is
ada
moving
editor box
forward.
ya. Read Godzilla One, Godzilla New Empire One One Two Three.
Iya. Fair, fair sih.
Yeah, I see it, I see it. Kalau gimana? Kayak what did you like and what did you not like?
I like yeah, yang gue suka ya kayak I like the fact that dudes fucking rock.
Dude's fucking rock.
This kayak, ini film bener-bener cuman buat kayak oh ya lu datang pengen lihat monyet sama biawak berantem itu yang lu dapet.
You get their exact money's worth.
So high,
Jadi
so
kalau lu
high.
masuk buat
It's
nyari itu ya lu dapat itu.
Apa yang lu mau itu yang lu dapet. And I love that so much. Kayak, that's what I like. Yang gue nggak suka ya sebenarnya sama kayak lo. Kayak the fact that Godzilla di sini kayak taking a back seat. Tapi yang gue kayak ini masih agak nggak serap di gue juga. Cuman kayak I'm starting to warm up to it. Jadi ini bukan dislike tapi lebih kayak nitpick. The fact that Godzilla now defies physics yang dia bisa lari itu kayak yeah it's cool. I'm warming up to it, but it's still a bit jarring for me.
Itu gue inget banget pas pertama kita lihat itu di trailer kan contentious banget kan kayak reaksinya bener-bener mix.
But now that I've seen the movie, gue kayak, man, that fucking rock, though. Kayak, kalau Godzilla nggak bisa lari, nggak akan ada scene Kong naik ke punggungnya Godzilla sambil megang kapak.
Iya kan?
Oh, man, that was just a huge primal reference there.
Balik lagi ke ini kalau lo tanya ada Minggir Tete di rumah Paramel lagi gue gak heran sih.
But yeah, okay, itu
that's
sih
fair
like
tuh,
and
that's
dislike
fair
thing.
criticism ya. Oke,
Kalau kalau lu gimana? Favorite moments? Let's leap into that.
Leap. Gitu kayak gue suka filmin this film kayak it might just be me or it might be actually true. This film is very wrestling inspired. Lo tau gak sih kayak that trope of detektif kayak lu dua berantem kerennya berantem mulu, the GM puts you in a team, can they coexist?
Gila, kayak ini emang wrestling banget. Kayak ada suplex
Iya,
dan
exactly kayak Godzilla did a picture perfect vertical suplex. Gue gak harus belajar dari mana, but he did. Boy, gue itu.
I mean like you
Gue tau kemarin pas abis nonton lu bilang kan, ada this one moment yang bikin gue audibly anjing di bioskop.
Oh, ini.
Exactly that. Jadi gue kayak, gue nggak expect sama sekali kayak if someone would bust out a suplex itu be Kong, ternyata enggak, ini Godzilla.
Tapi iya sih kayak to be fair Godzilla sekarang fisiknya emang udah kayak yeah man Godzilla is no longer fucking around, dadanya udah busung, tangannya udah brotot.
On that radiation steroids, he's on gear. Tapi again, balik lagi ke the whole wrestling thing. Gauntletnya Kong. Lo tau gak itu kayak, lo tau gak sih kayak, ini wrestler kayak, tangannya cedera, kayak dikasih cast, dan castnya dipakai jadi senjata, dipakai weapon. Dia sama like Luger bullshit.
Kayak gue bisa ngelihat ini gauntletnya dipakai sampai film berikutnya. Terus kayak Kong will do the kayak Fast and Furious thing of like
flexing it.
Ntar kayak Dwayne Johnson kayak he will just flex his arm so hard, so hard, casnya pecah.
Yes.
Gauntletnya pecah.
Tapi kayak, lo tau gak sih, kayak gue mikir kayak, Project Pauras ini kayak, kalau misalnya the funding had not been pulled, what would be the end game? Is it like a whole Iron Man Super Kong?
Oh man, it's going to be like a full-on kayak Ripley power suit from Alien.
Kalau Ripley power berarti ini semakin gede. Kayak ukuran jadi dua kalinya. Holy shit. Okay, that's scary. Scary to even imagine. Ya, ada satu, mau satu gue tuh sih kayak Egypt. Nah, itu ada semua kita itu kayak nah, 5 menit 10 menit at best kan.
Mm-hmm.
Cepet banget. Tapi kayak padat banget tuh, kayak you have like slapstick tuh kayak Godzilla kayak duk duk. Si Kong tuh pas mau berhentiin Godzilla tuh kayak mukanya bodoh banget, pakai sedetik sebelum tabrak mukanya tuh bodoh banget.
Yang ada di otaknya kayak meme Punisher kayak wait.
Itu kayak dengan endingnya kayak monster nongol kayak botan tuh kayak aduh
Godzilla begitu monster nongol beneran kayak you deadass bringing my girlfriend over here.
Jadi kayak ketangkap berantem sama pacar. Actually to that point ya,
mm-hmm.
Gue kayak merasa ada yang skip di antara King of the Monsters sama JXC. Kayak lu kan gak sih terakhirnya di King of the Monsters tuh si monster tuh nongol di this waterfall cave gitu kan. Yeah. Jadi gimana bisa dia tiba-tiba turun ke Hollow Earth?
Oh iya, Hollow Earth-nya kayak maybe Mothra just knows a portal that we don't.
Iya, mungkin. Ya, yeah, off screen. Soalnya kayak gue udah baca tie-in komiknya kemarin. It has not been referred to. Tapi ya, small Netflix lah. Ini kayak, kan yang megang kan orang lain juga. Atau mungkin kayak, there's an in-between we don't know. Monarch Season 2 maybe.
We'll see.
Also, shit. Mungkin, okay. Gue nitpick, while I'm on the topic of Hollow Earth, gue mau nitpick dikit. Do you mind if I do a little Monarch spoiler?
Go ahead.
Jadi, sebenarnya di Hollow Earth itu, there's a time dilation going on. Jadi kayak, lu ada di bawah situ seminggu, kayak di Hollow Earth seminggu, it would be like decades in the surface world. Dan itu kayak gue gak lihat aspek itu muncul di JXK sih. Apakah mereka sudah tahu cara untuk stabilize the time dilation? Gak tahu. Soalnya, let's just say, satu karakter turun di situ tuh, kayak she was like, they were like about 40-ish pas turun ke Hollow Earth. In 1960, 60 tahun kemudian, she's still the same age. 60 tahun kemudian on the surface.
Damn.
Jadi kayak ini aspek yang gue nggak tahu apakah sudah di fix atau gimana. Kayak we will see, I guess. Hopefully kayak soalnya kayak itu plot pointnya recent. Ini baru tahun lalu loh, keluarnya. Baru tahun lalu dan kayak udah either di drop atau emang nggak di address di sini. Dan kayak gue juga ngeliat ada tidak ada benang merah dari Monarch ke sini. Lucunya, despite the series being literally called Monarch.
Tinggal tunggu
again,
aja.
Again, hopefully, the semoga.
Hopefully we get answers.
Okay, satu momen satu. Momen dua. Kayaknya emang Brazil sih.
Gue kira muncul di Brazil tuh kayak our favorite like Puta Madre will show up. Apparently not.
Fortunately not. Tapi kayak, as far as final fights gue ya, ini tuh lebih bombastis dari lawan Mechagodzilla loh.
Jauh. It's just
out there. Very fucking out there. Bergebuk-gebuk carnage. Dan kayak, mungkin kayak karena 2-on-2 ya. 2-on-2 plus 2.5 sih plus Suko.
Man, Suko was so small. I love him.
Wait, Suko tuh kecil tapi kayak in human terms dia kayak masih kayak segede ruko. Not even ruko. Ini kayak the size of an average building di Sudir di Kuningan. Of an average building.
Kayak, ya yeah, give him a few years, ntar gedenya kayak Kong di Skull Island, at least.
Iya. Yeah. Oh ya, Kong Skull Island masih itu kan masih teen kan? Ya udah. Ini tuh kayak in human years kayak Zuko tuh kayak kayak 10-11 tahunan lah kayak feeling gue. Kayak Spurt is coming in soon. Tapi ya, kayak such a fun final fight. Dan kayak the fact fight-nya ya bukan cuma buat ngalahin dua-duanya dan kayak Zuko kayak breaking the crystal is so smart. Kalau gimana?
Favorite moment gue yang pertama, obviously Godzilla versus Tiamat, because that was hype.
Oh, ya itu pendek tapi kayak boy.
Kayak itu pendek banget, cuman kayak you can tell that kayak this is like the type of kaiju battles that we will see going forward. Ini kayak baseline paling baseline, and it's already so hype. And I love that so much.
Dan kayak desainnya Tiamat tuh keren banget. Gue tuh kayak
yeah.
Rasanya familiar. Ini tuh kayak Mizutsune-nya Monster Hunter.
I don't play Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
though,
kayak,
you know?
Ntar kayak look it up, you will see it's very similar. Kayak si serpent yang you know kayak that graceful frill segala macam itu loh.
Yeah.
Kita mesti apa? Dan kayak obviously the name Tiamat is just amazing. Such a good name.
Mm-hmm. We love that. Yeah. Godzilla versus Tiamat, and then like Godzilla simply just like, this is my home now. I'm staying here for a bit. Not even forever. Soalnya setelah berantem, dia balik lagi ke Rome.
Iya, itu kayak cuma, lu tau gak sih kayak, dia tuh datang sini cuma buat pakai heaternya doang.
Mm-hmm.
Buat ngangetin badan doang, abis pulang.
This friend comes over to your place just to play your PS5.
Wow, that's a bit close to home. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Abis itu, that is hype. Terus kayak, it's hard not to choose the final battle. Brazil was amazing.
Yeah, kan?
Brazil was so cool.
It's such a fun. Such a fun battle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, terus sama kayak balik lagi ke nitpick. Kayak gue harus balik lagi ke nitpick. I can't believe I forgot about this. Tapi kayak, kayak kalau kita ngerasa di sini Godzilla is taking a backseat, Mothra is kayak Mothra is not satisfying for me.
Glorified extra doang gak sih? Kayak, McGuffin doang.
Kayak literally cuman jadi kayak, you know, kayak she is the Wonder Woman in this movie.
Oh iya benar juga sih. McGuffin doang. Yeah. I see.
Yeah, but kayak not gonna lie, kayak frame yang mereka bertiga roaring terus kayak terus ada Zuko di bawah kecil. That was pretty cool though.
Yeah, that was swish. Yeah, sih. So, kayak aside from Mothra porsi kecil kayak gue mau spesial tuh buat Junkie sih. Dia level up banget the musiknya di yang ini.
Man, it's high. It's really high.
Ya kan, gue seneng kayak, it's very synthy. Obviously, I am biased. Tapi kayak penggunaan kayak leitmotif Godzilla dan segala macam juga lebih oke okay sih. Kayak lebih jelas lah.
Lebih berasa. Lebih enak.
Ya, kayak makanya kayak he leveled up a lot, so that's good. Okay.
Oh yeah. Man.
Saat ini belum ada berita kayak what's next with the Monsterverse. Kayak this is kayak end of the line for now.
Mm-hmm.
Belum
well,
ada.
Well, kayak kabar terakhir ya Wingard is like very eager to like finish the trilogy at least. Like that's good.
Okay, versus X, what's it? Godzilla and Kong. Jadi buddy cop. Ya, soalnya saat ini ya Monarch udah kelar. Tapi ya mungkin plot thread yang masih gantung ya Monarch doang sih. Masih bisa kelihatan bisa dilanjut lah. Oh iya. Yeah. Skull Island. I forgot that existed.
Oh shit, the animated series?
Iya, yeah. Skull Island juga So far beritanya udah di skripnya udah kelar dari udah kelar buat season 2. Tunggu greenlight Netflix.
Well, Netflix, your move.
Your move. Karena it's fun. It's a fun series. Apa ya? It's very set adult Saturday morning cartoon gitu loh. And like it's powerhouse. So the animation is good. But yeah, for now MonsterVerse belum ada future plan lagi. Tapi hopefully JXK bisa. Yeah, tinggal tunggu aja nih. Masuk duitnya seberapa? Semoga bisa justify buat film baru lagi.
Oh, we're definitely investing in this. Kita besok kan nonton lagi.
Iya, dua kali. Ya, jadi kayak gue kayak restore streak gue juga sih. Kemarin akhirnya nonton di IMAX. Kayak setelah JVK kemarin nggak bisa nonton IMAX. The streak is back. So I want to continue it.
Let's go, man. Let's go.
Good shit. Good shit. Absolutely good shit. Kayak. Again, it's very brainless. It's very straightforward. Kayak lo datang buat kayak juga bukuan, lo dapat kayak juga buku-bukuan. But yeah, that's it for this week. Minggu depan, nanti minggu depan, Invincible is finishing up again.
Ooh,
setelah
I
ya,
haven't
terus,
caught up. Perhaps I shall.
You should. Okay. Ini gua rekam, ini kita rekam di hari Sabtu, hari Kamis kemarin tuh episode 7 dan oh boy. Lo inget gag komiknya kan yang paneling?
Iya. Yeah. Gue udah mulai lihat,
yeah.
gue udah mulai lihat clipsnya circling around Twitter.
Yeah, that gag has been recycled, it has been remixed for the animated version. And it is a banger. Okay? We'll talk about it next week.
That
yeah.
We shall.
Yeah, for now, this is Mindan.
This is High Priest.
Signing off.
Peace
out. Bye bye.